Blog Talk Radio.
Alito, Oseo, this is El Ross McDay. And we are on live on our Talk Times of America Network. I'm here with my brother, Gavin Pollard.
Peace, peace, everybody.
Yeah, we got a good show lined up. I'm going to read a little bit out of an article. We're going to deal with the four seasons, as that's the title of the show, and how that four seasons are intertwined with our culture, and how, you know, just the four seasons, as they call, how they apply to us as indigenous people. And as always, I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in tonight. You could be anywhere doing anything, but you're here with me. So I'm going to give it to you. And before I begin, I'd like to thank all the Oncasters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. All right, with that being said, I'm going to read from this article. I think it's pretty informative. It's going to share a little insight into the seasons from an indigenous point of view, okay? And it's called the cycle of seasons. Now it says, it starts off by saying, in traditional cultures, the cycle of seasons was and often still is recognized and celebrated with ceremonies. These ceremonies are a way of obtaining and maintaining harmony with the natural world. For humans to live in health, happiness, and harmony, they must be in tune with the continually changing world around them. Okay? And that's true. And it goes on to say, the medicine wheel is a circle of teaching that explains that anything growing is a system of circles and cycles. One of these cycles of seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Another is the cycle of life, baby, youth, adult, and elder. On a personal level, the four directions of human growth, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. You know, and they're talking about in this article, cycles and circles. They're talking about the universal law of rhythm, that there is a rhythm in everything, i.e. cycles. And to continue reading from the article, it says, in traditional cultures, the cycle of the seasons was and often still is recognized and celebrated with ceremonies. The Tohono O'odham are an agricultural people who farmed in the Sonoran Desert of Arizona and Sonora, Mexico. At the beginning of the rainy season in July, they hold the festival to bring rain to the desert. As a part of the ceremony, cactus wine is made and consumed. Then they say the seasons are marked not only by the changing weather patterns, but also by changes in the sun, the moon, and the stars. For many Indian groups in the southeastern culture area, the movement of the stars throughout the seasons are viewed as a celestial canoe. The Alabama, for example, call the bowl of the Big Dipper the boat stars, while their Creek neighbors call this Pilhoba, meaning image of a canoe. Then it says, traditionally, the Iroquois would hold a 9-day midwinter ceremony to close out the old year and to bring in the new year. The ceremony began 5 days after the first new moon following the zenith of Pleiades. And it says the first part of the midwinter ceremony is concerned with dream fulfillment, renewal, and personal well-being. This was a time for the cleansing of thoughts, not of deeds. It was a time when the fears and worries of the year was brought into the open and cured. The second part of the ceremony was concerned with sacred rituals and food spirit observations. Pretty deep. And then it says, goes on further to say, among many of the Indian nations of the Northwest, the year is divided into two periods. The non-ceremonial or secular time was from March to November. And then it was a time where they gathered and they hunted and they fished, according to this article.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because March is the beginning of the new year, according to the autochthonous people in the Americas, especially in the Southeast.
Right. That's right. You know,
and then November is the beginning of the harvest season.
Exactly. That's right. So, like you just said, that's the beginning of spring, March 21st. That's the spring equinox. And then November, that is around the time of
harvest.
Right, the harvest season.
Hunting season, harvest season.
Right. That's coming into the almost just a little bit past the autumnal equinox.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's a time of when you get into them traditions, like they say, the pagan traditions, they do a lot of sacrifice because
right.
Basically, it's nature. They do their stuff based off nature. And at this time in the year, you know, stuff is dying. Autumn, the leaves are dying. People
right.
harvesting the crops, you know.
Exactly.
You hunting your game for the winter because you gotta stock up on all that stuff before
exactly.
they become dormant again.
Right.
And start over.
Right. That's true.
A renewal period.
Exactly. So it's like the article was saying, that's the cycles. It was cycles of spiritual cycles and physical cycles, you know, all intertwined. And one of the cycles is that cycle of renewing yourself.
Exactly. And it's a constant, it's constant. It never ends.
Right.
And that's even, you know, cycles, circles, and cycles. They all mean the same thing. They all mean a circle, something that a circle
exactly.
never ends. It always comes back to itself.
Exactly. That's a good point.
And the Latin word for circle is church, or church. The Latin root, something like that. The root of the word church is Latin for circle.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, that's a good point, bringing up the church, you know, and how they play a huge role in, like you're just saying, all these so-called holidays and all the sacrifices and the energy harvesting that they're doing around these times.
And the traditions, and, you know, because a lot of the tribes that were recognized, they might have got land, and on that land, they had to have a church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they kept a lot of that stuff going in the church, and they hid it, you know, through the traditions and the ceremonies that they had at church.
Exactly. Cool. I did notice that just doing the knowledge and just reading about the land and the indigenous people on the land, how they always would construct churches on these lands and in certain areas. Energy points, you know. Catholic Church. Yep.
And if you want to go back to the etymology of the word Catholic, the root of that word, it means universal.
Hmm.
So you know the Catholic Church. You know how they got the Pope and everything, and they call him the Vicar of Christ. So he's basically the Catholics. The embodiment of God on earth. But if you think about it from the word universal, on a universal level, you know, he would be their universal saint giving them all the guidance in what they should do and what traditions they should follow.
Right. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because the Pope makes everybody worship on Sunday. But the seventh day is Saturday.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. The Sabbath. Sabbath can be traced to the seventh day. That's right, man. Wow.
All circles back.
Say that again.
It all circles back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks like we got a caller on the line. Before I continue on in the article, I want to see if somebody has any questions or comments. Let's see. Number ending in the last four digits, 6872. Number ending in 6872, you are on the air. You have any questions or comments for me?
No questions or comments. I'm just this first time tuning in. I follow you guys' page, and I'm just, you know, here for the knowledge.
Okay. Appreciate that, man. No doubt.
All right. No problem. Yes.
Islam. Cool. Okay. And I love in this article I was saying we need to align ourselves with, you know, the cycles of the seasons, which is really just the cosmological events that just noting the start of the cycle and the beginning of the cycle. I like how we need to align ourselves with that, you know, dealing with emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual growth. Like you said, the four directions.
And just look at what's been going on this year. It's been a lot of universal alignment. We really got no choice but to line back up. Because you got a solar alignment with the eclipse. You got with solar and lunar alignment. You got the planets align. You know, there's been a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's all coming back together. Coming back to the beginning point of the circle. The circle is cycling back to the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like a spiral, you know. The number 9 is a spiral, and the number 6 is a spiral, but 6 spirals down, and the 9 spirals up, like our hair grows up.
Right.
We're just moving up to the next level in the circle, or the spiral, or the cipher.
That's right. And dealing with the indigenous people down south of Mexico that we call the Mayas, they deal with the cycles and in the teachings they show how, you know, 400 years is a cycle, and it's called a Baktun, and like each Baktun is a cycle. So when they said that the world was going to end in 2012, mm-hmm. they based that off the Maya calendar. That wasn't an end of the world type thing. That was a end of a cycle and the beginning of a new one, you know?
Yep. And there was something ended, but they just didn't know what ended.
Right.
And they don't know exactly when it ended because the calendar is wrong anyway. So 2012 could have been in 2000, or 2012 could be coming up in the next couple of days, or it could be in the next few years. We don't know.
Yeah, it's Gregorian calendar, man. You really got to work in and study and try to decipher some of this stuff, because they like to add in so much tricks and leap years and what is it, where they make the time go back and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Daylight savings time.
Yeah. Really got to be up on the study and just to decipher this.
Yep, because it's a lot of dirt thrown at you.
Oh yeah,
from all directions.
Yeah, man. You know, I was just reading. I thought it was so funny dealing with the Maya, how they had said that they had hieroglyphs. They had an ancient writing system. They had mummies, you know what I'm saying? And the pyramids. Man. Yeah.
And just like there were civilizations all across the globe.
Exactly, you know. Just showing how we were aligned, you know. Even we may not have been all together, or we may have came all together and split off, but we're still all aligned. That's evidence of that, just by looking at all the cultures and the teachings from these indigenous people.
Same science.
Right.
But, you know, everybody was looking to the sky because they didn't have no TVs or nothing, with no street lights or nothing, so you had a better view of the sky. Then you didn't have anything disturbing the clouds, so they were seeing stuff. Like the stuff we hear about, like the serpents in the sky and stuff like that, that was actually happening in the sky. Like, they were seeing the planets change and stuff like that, or get closer to the Earth, but we're not able to see it unless, you know, just it's a glitch in the system now.
Yeah, you know, and it's so crazy just dealing with just chemtrails alone, just the effect chemtrails have on us, like us as indigenous people, and of them blocking out the sun like that, that's like a direct target against indigenous people, you know.
Yep, blocking out the sun and making you work inside all day.
Man, artificial lights.
Exactly.
Just totally tearing up our biological clocks and, you know, our... Crazy.
Back to the cycle. It's throwing that cycle up. And it's why, you know, I feel like you're part of that younger generation, even though we ain't that far apart. You about the same age as my younger brother. But y'all just follow, you know, y'all are more go by your intuition. Even though I wouldn't say like more people my age don't, but I'm one of those very few that do in my age group.
Yeah, man.
You guys follow that, your internal clocks more, right? Because y'all just do whatever y'all want.
That's true, you know.
But that's part of the cycle, too, because look at the Earth. There's a lot of craziness happening to the Earth, so the Earth got to react with some craziness.
Oh, yeah. It's always a balance.
It has to be.
Yeah. And it looks like we got some more callers on the line. I'm going to try to pull them in while we still got time left. Again, we're dealing with the four seasons and, you know, their cycles and how they apply to us as indigenous people, how we need to align back with these cycles. You know, let's see here. Last four digits ending in 1554. You're on the air. You have any questions or comments for me? Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment for me?
Greetings.
Greetings, greetings. What's going on, sister?
Not much. I have enjoyed listening to of what you all are talking about as far as like the four seasons and Aboriginal beliefs. And my daughter and I were actually studying the Yoruba faith and talking about how the seasons come about in those forces and those different different orishas. And I thought that it was interesting how when we started studying the Aboriginal people and how they say that, you know, Yoruba comes from Africa and it's, it was the very first religion, but a lot of Aboriginal beliefs are the same. They have the very same tenets and the same background.
Right, right.
That is correct. That's very correct. And I've actually studied with a Yoruba priest in Detroit. And when I was in his class, he was telling me how the Yoruba that's practiced in West Africa, is there's very fine differences between the Yoruba that's practiced over here in the Americas. And those differences are really what make them, you know, what make that distinction. The one in America, the traditions, how they practice it is just that much different that it can only be from us over here in the West.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. Absolutely. Well, I am going to just keep listening. I don't have any questions at this time, but definitely enjoying the broadcast.
All right, sweet. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate your feedback.
Thank you.
All right. Got another caller in. Last four digits ending in 1249. You have a question or comment for me?
I just tuned in, bro, man. I just listened.
All right, man. All right. Good deal, man. Appreciate it. Peace. Yeah, that sister brought up a great point, like how she was just saying, you know, the orishas and their origin, if you want to say that, and just how it can only have originated here, like you said, Gavin, you know, just some of the, or just, what is it, just comparing it to, you know, how they have it there in Africa, or what they say, West Africa.
In West Africa, because it's really only indigenous to West Africa and us over in the Americas, but it's really, you know, more over in the Eastern Americas and in the islands, you know, the Gulf Coast region.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My theory on that connection is Atlantis. But you know, too many people don't like to talk about the lost continents.
Yeah,
that's what really connects the West Africans and the Americans on the Eastern half, especially half of the United States.
Right, yeah, they'll say that's too far out, all that. And, what is it called?
The Lost Continent talk.
Yeah. They'll say that's pseudo. We ain't got time for that. even though it's, you know, it's very evident within the cultures all around the world. like we all keep saying, like we can see is the evidence of that similar origin.
Exactly. And to that point, there's this island before we go off. There's this island in the middle of the Atlantic called St. Helena. And I was looking at some documentaries about it. Just wondering, you know, it's just dead in the center of the Atlantic. How would you find it? And they said the first people there, you know, were Europeans who were coming over to the West. And then also, you know, some other people. Then they said the darker people who were there, they called them slaves. But I'm like, how were they slaves if y'all didn't even know the island was there? Getting granted to it. Coming in, you know, west to the Americas.
Man, yeah, that's wild. And of course, you know, they had to throw that whole loop about the slave in there just to confuse us. Like, oh, and that's how you know they were dark skinned too. You know, it was indigenous people calling them slaves. You know,
in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, where else they gonna come from? They just travel on a boat and then float over to a lone island. They had to already be there.
Exactly.
Like this wasn't a newly discovered continent.
Yeah, the new world. New world. Nova Scotia. You know?
The new black land. Speaking of Nova Scotia, the so-called black people in Nova Scotia are just now getting their land title back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Definitely got to look into that.
Stuff is happening. I'll send you a link.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shoot me that link, man. Definitely got to check them out.
Oh, yeah.
And we went into overtime this past 10 o'clock. Central time zone, Texas time zone. You know, that's where I'm located, Tayshot territory.
And I'm up here in the good old land of the Great Lakes, better known as Michigan, Michigamma.
Oh, yeah. And the copper.
That's right. The place where all the copper came from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. If there's nothing else to say, any more dialogue, anybody want to add in, you can go ahead.
Hey, bro, I'm out of time, man. I talk. I said, oh, I ain't looking for no extra talk. Everybody good. And what I'm saying, man, I end up getting shot. Boom, 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 boom. As soon as I hear him, the bitch is shaking me, though. I'm thinking a motherfucker.
All right, there we go. I had unmuted some people. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I don't see any hands up. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of the Four Seasons with Chief Tawayan and Gavin Pollard. Y'all say it right, man?
You said it right. You got it right.
Okay.
Pollard like collard greens.
Oh, yeah.
Indigenous as it gets.
Hey, you can definitely remember it now. I got it now. And, yeah, I'd like to appreciate you for joining me, bro, for another show.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you, everybody, for your input as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank all my listeners tuning in, checking me out, seeing what we had to say. And I will be on tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be, so, you know, stay tuned on my Instagram and my Facebook page as well. It's the same name, I Talk Tons of America. And with that being said, once again, thanks everyone for tuning in. Appreciate everyone. Wanishi, Wado. And I'm going to leave y'all by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, some Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.